Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, an exciting event coming up during Cattlemen's Congress regarding the Beef Quality Assurance Program. Tell us more.
Absolutely. As cattlemen and women gather in Oklahoma City for Cattlemen's Congress to showcase and market their elite cattle genetics January 1st through the 16th, cattle producers also have the opportunity to participate in a unique seminar featuring national beef industry and breed leaders while also achieving their beef quality assurance certification. The event is scheduled from 1 to 4 p.m. on Tuesday, January 4th at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds in the Super Barn Sales Arena, and all producers are invited to attend. There is no cost to attend the event, but attendees are asked to RSVP by visiting the Oklahoma Beef Council website at oklabeef.org. It's important for producers to keep their BQA certification up to date, so come out to Cattlemen's Congress on January 4th for some great BQA education, outstanding cattle genetics, and a wonderful trade show.
Thanks, Heather. Again, you can learn more about this BQA event at oklabeef.org.
Well, livestock futures finished quite strong today with December lives up $1.17 at 138.47. The February's 12 higher, 139.40. April's up about 27 here at 143.95. February's been on a little bit of a rally over the last six or so trading days, but we're still below the highest levels set back at the end of November. So still some room to go up on February. They went up to about 141, just over 141 back on November the 29th. The high that day was 141.85. So that's kind of a target. We're above the 20 and 50-day moving average at this point. There was some news of some 140 bid up in the north. And so that's a good sign here. If we can get the 140 traded, that would be kind of a change in momentum from the lower prices we've seen week to week over the past month or so. The feeder cattle were up $1.15 in January at 163.55. The March is up $1.95 here at 165.22. But way out in August, they're only up 77. They hit 180.15. I know there was quite a bit of producer selling as they hit that 180 mark. I think the people just wanted to sell 180, and it was the first time it hit it, and so there was some good to cancel resting orders there to sell it at 180.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. The 2022 National Limousine Sale happening Sunday afternoon, January 2nd, at the Embassy Suites Airport in Oklahoma City, 5 p.m., in conjunction with the 2022 Cattlemen's Congress. Some of the best genetics in the limousine breed will be on display. You can attend in person or participate via liveauctions.tv. For more information, including a catalog, go to nalf.org. The 2022 National Limousine Sale at Cattlemen's Congress, January 2nd, 5 p.m., Embassy Suites, South Meridian, Oklahoma City.
The grain futures market finished in the red here across the board. We had corn down 8 to 10 cents. Corn tried to hang on. So did beans all day long, but they couldn't help it. Around noon, they turned red and got weaker and weaker. Soybeans were 4 or so lower on average here. The March is down 3.5 at 13.68. If you look at the bean chart here, back in November, they were below $12. So we've rallied almost $2 in just over a month. Over $1.20 just since about December 10th. So really strong rally here. It's become overbought, so we see some selling here. Some people are calling for a correction. You know, it's not the time of year that we typically get rallies. That's typically planting season or maybe in the summertime on hot and dry weather for the bean market. So a really good kind of an off-season rally for the beans. The wheat down 15 to 20 cents in Chicago. Kansas City, July was down 18 to 820.5. And we were expecting the possibility of some rain, but it doesn't really look like it happened in western Kansas and western Oklahoma. Minneapolis wheat was down about 16 to 25. March is now back below $10 at 9.99.5. Today's cotton futures gave it back here. March was down 2.23 at 110.05. May's down $1.79 at 108.04. Currently, the equities are slightly higher. Crude oil is slightly higher.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.